Conversations about art happen every day in classrooms, coffee shops, and museums. But Portland artist Aaron Steffen wondered what it would be like to broach the subject with strangers in an unlikely setting. And the results of that exercise are part of his latest exhibition at the Portland Museum of Art. Tom Porter has more.
Aaron T. Steffen is primarily a sculptor, but in his first solo exhibition at the PMA, he's introduced an audio component.
Hello. This is Sherry. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Sherry. This is Aaron.
So, would you like to hear what I look like, honey?
You into art at all?
Well, I can't say I'm seriously into art.
I made a series of recordings in which I called sex lines, basically the 1-900 numbers that you find at the in the back of newspapers. But all of the calls involve me trying to figure out what that person I'm talking to, what their interpretation of art is. Do they go and see art? Do they go to galleries? Do they go to museums? Do they make art? What do they understand art to be?
Steffen says he was surprised by some of the responses.
I mean, art should be about tolerance and having a whole lot of respect for the ideas of others. And, you know, if something moves you, great. If it doesn't, maybe it'll move the next guy.
My whole goal was to veer the entire conversation away from sex, away from ego, and just try to understand what this person, what their approach to art is.
The result, he says, was a series of recordings that included deeper conversations about art than he normally has on a day-to-day basis.
I'm constantly interacting with the arts community, going to openings and things like that. But rarely do I have an in-depth conversation about art. But I think because of the nature of these calls that I'm talking to somebody that I do not know at all, I will probably never speak to again. I think that opened us up to having this very candid conversation that I normally wouldn't have with my closest friends.
You probably won't even think it's art, but I think Thomas Kincaid's pretty awesome.
Oh, sure.
I mean, okay, so it's on collector's plates primarily, but I love the feel. Something very homey and, you know, just very Norman Rockwell about it.
Do you think this tells us that art is more pervasive, perhaps, than people think? It's not as elitist and that everyone has views
on
it?
Yeah, I think it's more pervasive, and I think we often break it down into these different groups. You know, you have this art community, and then you have a community that's not, you know, that's outside of that, and they don't know anything about the art community. I just don't think that's true, and I think a lot of people use art to kind of express themselves, to, you know, maybe work through a lot of different problems.
Did you have to go through a lot of these calls before you found responsive ones?
Absolutely.
Or some of them were just not up for talking about it?
And I went through a lot. And for the most part, I think that was more because I was kind of working through the project.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what it meant, you know, what I could do. You know, there's certain things I really didn't want. You know, I did not want to call and talk about sex.
Would you like to talk about?
Do you go look at art?
And most of the calls, at a certain point, they kind of laugh and say, "So you're really calling to talk about art?" And you're like,
yeah.
"Sure."
How many calls did you make then? Hundreds over that time? Dozens, or what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I probably had 50 hours worth of recordings.
Quite a phone bill to pay off.
Yeah.
Aaron T. Steffen's latest exhibition is titled To Borrow, Cut, Copy and Steal. It's showing at Portland Museum of Art through February 8th. If you want to check out some of his sculptures, go to this story at news.mpbn.net, where you can find a slideshow, as well as an extended interview with Aaron Steffen. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.